sacred secrets for Israel and the church. And a key verse we've chosen is in Romans 16:25. The mystery kept secret or hidden since the world began. Romans 16:25. Now you may follow the notes, and if you turn the page you will see the sessions advertised, the contents that are here. And for our session today, we have that wonderful promise that the Lord gave to the disciples, which we'll be looking at in this first session at the top. It is given to you to know the mysteries, or it is given to you to know the secrets. And in this context, the secrets of the kingdom of heaven and just what that means. Now, the presentation is unreservedly and unapologetically dispensational. We haven't time to defend that. We will just be explaining it. It'll be much in line, but not completely in line with Scofield Bible and other prophecy teachers that have brought to Australia and which are well known, such as the Left Behind series and so on. So we have four sessions that are advertised here. 1, 2, 3, and 4 with their formal heading, and then also with a more common or upbeat heading, Amazing Revelation. That will be Matthew 13. Amazing Grace. That will be Ephesians 2. Not just being saved by grace, but being in the one new man with Paul's My Gospel, he says. And then third, the Amazing Rapture. And finally, the Amazing Race. The Amazing Race here is the nation of Israel. You know, one of the greatest historians of the world was Toynbee. He wrote about the civilizations of the world, the 21 civilizations of the world, their rise, their peak, and their fall, and their disappearance from history. But he had a footnote. And the footnote was, the Jew doesn't fit into this paradigm. Of course it doesn't. The Jewish people was the actual key to the history of the world and what God has planned. And so this is what we in part are considering today, the Amazing Race. What do you think of that little diagram there down the bottom of the page? I love that diagram. It's called The Lion Roars from Jerusalem. You see there in the mane of the lion, do you see a figure there depicted for us? And that's the crowned Lord Jesus Christ depicted there. Okay, let's get going, please. I'm sorry we just can't take questions as we are taping this. So this will be our first session, brothers and sisters. Mysteries of the Kingdom of Heaven, as our notes indicate, Amazing Revelation. There is that promise in Matthew 13:11 to the disciples, it is given to you to know the mysteries of the Kingdom of Heaven. Amazing Revelation. The disciples were very disturbed about what Jesus was doing. When we come to Matthew 13, something new was happening, and they're going to be amazed. Let's have a look at some of these introductory thoughts. What do we mean by mystery? Well, this is really not a Sherlock Holmes type of mystery, trying to work out who the villain is. We understand that by mystery in our culture. Actually, the word mystery occurs 28 times in the New Testament. So it's not just an out-of-the-way thing. It is something particularly unique to New Testament times and to the New Testament. And it is a transliterated word. It hasn't been translated for us. Another word that has not been translated from the Greek, but transliterated, is the word baptism. The word mystery comes from the Greek word mysterion. And you can see the similarity between mystery and the Greek word mysterion. And it has been transliterated. That means it has been brought over letter by letter from the Greek to the English and not translated. It has just been left neutral. That's one of the things I would like to investigate, why the 48 translators of the King James Version did that. Whether to maintain the mysteries that are the tradition of the church, I don't know. But the word actually means a secret or secret knowledge or someone who has been introduced into a secret society. The initiates or those who have been given special knowledge. And for ourselves, as New Testament believers, the Lord under the new covenant and in the age of grace is revealing things that have not been revealed before. Some say that they have not been revealed to the same degree as they were previously revealed. I don't think historically or grammatically we can uphold that. I believe it's an either-or situation. In other words, what is coming forward now by the Lord is brand new. And incidentally, the word baptism, which has been a controversial word, it actually means to dip or to immerse. And they have just brought the word baptismas, mos or baptismar, over letter by letter, baptism. There is one translation in the early 1900s called the immersion translation. And I suppose you can guess what that would be when you come to Matthew 28. Go make disciples of all nations, immersing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That didn't catch on. See, baptism can be somewhat of a neutral word, and you react to it and deal with it in your own church tradition. Now, here we have this word mystery, but it is a secret. Now, in the New Testament days and in paganism, this was a very, very common thing. Secret societies and people who were initiated into certain groups like the Gnostics and so on. So they had a special knowledge which was not to be revealed. And only those people who were initiated got that special secret knowledge. And the New Testament had to deal with this, particularly with Gnosticism. Of course, we have this sort of thing today. Those in our societies, we know of Freemasonry, those who are familiar with the cults, we have Mormonism and so on. So they have their initiation ceremonies, they have their special words, mantras, handshakes, special knowledge under the threat of death if you reveal that. Some of you may know that. I don't know if there are any here who were in Freemasons before they came to the Lord Jesus Christ, but it is a secret society. Now, this is the type of thing that the Lord is speaking about, or the New Testament scriptures are speaking about. Of course, the initiated are those who have turned to the Lord Jesus Christ and been saved and been born again. Those who are of spiritual discernment. So the Lord begins to reveal those truths to them. Of course, the natural man, the man of psuche or soul, they're not able even to perceive the things of God. We have to be born again, received a new mind, spiritual discernment to understand these things. So in the New Testament days, there was the pagan usage of this particular word that we've seen. And we have the New Testament actually saying some of these things and explaining the word mysterion. We have them here in Ephesians and in Romans and in Colossians, where these truths that are coming out into the New Testament were hidden in God. Kept secret. See this here in our notes, the middle of the page. Kept secret. And then in point C, hidden from ages and generations. Now, look, if God hides something, we're not going to find it. And if it's hidden in Him, we're not going to find it. We can search and search with the best of our tools, but it won't be there. These truths that we are speaking about today, the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, the mysteries of the one new man, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the mystery of the rapture, and of the specific hardening of Israel while there is an ingathering of Gentiles. We won't read those in the Old Testament. God kept them hidden until the right time.